Welcome to the Arena Church podcast. We hope you enjoy the message.
Well, the series is about generosity and our giving and living a life of giving and serving. So one of the reasons I asked you that was to kind of think about where you serve and if you think your upbringing has shaped what you do in the church now. So maybe start off telling us a little bit about what you would say you do in the church.
I'm quite heavily involved in the worship side of things, I'd say. We're also on the media team, like videography and things like that. And we do all the bits of like maintenance and clean up and stuff like that.
Yeah, we also serve at our Ilkeston campus as the students' leaders, so for youth ages 11 to 17. I serve on a team that people probably don't realise exist, but it's our service coordination team, so the running of our services, making sure they run smooth, that you guys come into a nice atmosphere. I do that over at Ilkeston and here. And then, yeah, I guess just general pitching up and getting on with it, jobs as well. I guess on to your second, that's been exampled by our families, so brought up in church. Parents have always done what they needed to do to make sure that church was a great place for people to be, for us to be. And I guess that's kind of come down to us. We've also seen great examples in church of just people who come serve week in, week out. And as a young person, for me, growing up in this church as like a 12-year-old, it was something that was made fun somehow. Yeah. So my youth leader, Josh, he made everything so fun that it was like, why would you not want to serve? It's like the coolest thing ever. Why would I miss out on that? So I guess that was some of my examples in serving.
Yeah, my mum and dad were very heavily involved in the church we used to go to. So I think by growing up, we watched them going to meetings, getting there early, setting up, setting down. We were the first ones there, last ones there. So I think that's just kind of rubbed off on me, where it's a normal. It's normal to get here before everyone else, and it's normal to leave or lock the doors or things like that.
Thanks. That's cool to know. Is there, however, because you've always seen it, was there ever a time, or is there ever a time, when it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to be the last one here? Like, would everybody just get out, because really I want to get home because I'm starving, hungry, and I've not eaten anything, or I'm really tired, or I've got to, like, you're at Ilkeston in the morning, and then coming here in the afternoon, you know, like, actually, I just want to watch Liverpool, bad result, that one's great, and then Arsenal, and, you know, not have to get to church. Is there ever a time that you've kind of been like, actually, oh, it'd be really nice not to be serving in church?
I think we have our days, don't we? It's rarer than the opposite, but I think if there's ever a time where it's like, oh, let's hurry up, let's try and get home, we look at each other and go, well, we're just going to have to grin and bear it and carry on, do you know what I mean? Just go push through it until the end.
And do you think, like, that's definitely more of a, just some days, it's like anything, like you have a bad hair day, or, you know, some days you just, it's one of those days. It's not actually to do with your heart. It's like your heart is, I love serving, I love this place, I love being, rather than...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think as a kid, like I said, being in church, I was always the last one. Well, me and my siblings were like dragging dad out of the doors. It was like a, can we go home? Dinner's ready. My tummy is so hungry. All your friends have left church. And like, for sure, you were like, yeah, can we go? And as an adult, there's definitely seasons in life where stuff's busier, stuff's going on. That be just a busy schedule, or stuff is just rubbish. And we all go through that seasons of life that you can't explain, can't control, and stuff happens. But I think it's a thing of, I've committed to serving the church. One, because I know what it does to me. It feeds me, my soul. But it also, I'm able to be a blessing to other people. Yeah. So when those days do come, and they are rare, because we love being here and we love doing what we do and we love getting to do it. I think we just remind ourselves that why would we want to be anywhere else?
Yeah.
All that God did for us, the least I can do is turn up and sort some chairs. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's cool. So I know you've been committed to this campus from the beginning, and like before, probably virtually everybody in this room, a couple of other people, were here. And then, like Chad said, it's great seeing people and seeing the growth, and you know, knowing there's quite a few people not here tonight, but seeing how those things change. But you both also serve, like you said, at Ilkeston. You both work as well for the church, but separate from the church as well. Newly married, you're here all the time, or you're at Ilkeston all the time. What do you think? So partly if that is what you've seen, like, example to you, which is awesome. But what is it that makes you love, you know, you said like, we love being here, and yeah, like, I can do this because like Jude's dad on the cross for me, like, seriously, putting some chairs out isn't that painful. But what, it's more than that, isn't it? Because that can be quite flippant. What is it about the way you choose to live your lives that makes you choose to have serving as part of that?
You want me to go?
I think, so me and Anna have busy weeks as it is, and I think any time we can help, we like to help. I think the pair of us will try and help any situation, whether it's, I don't know, like these boards or something that we decided to move up from downstairs, which meant we wanted to cut some light out or this and the other, so we had to make time to then come and do it. But we love doing that stuff. We like doing it to help everyone, like the service run almost smoother if we can do.
But why? Why do you love doing it?
I don't know. We just do it.
Why? I love asking the question why.
I think it's out of a level of obedience, not to my parents, not even to the leadership here. And I love my parents. I love our leadership here at church. But I think it's obedience to what the word says. And like we said, I love Jesus. I'm sure a lot of you guys in the room do. So us turning up early isn't the be all and end all to like what Jesus did for me. But in the Bible, it talks about being obedient to his house. And one of the ways that we practically do that is serving. And I know for us, we've seen so much blessing that's come from being generous with our time.
Yeah.
So obviously last week we spoke about being generous with our finance and those different things, and there's so much blessing that comes with that. But for us, we've also seen like amazing things happen when we've been generous with our time. And that's something that we love to do, and we see it as a privilege to do on a church level, but also just on a personal level. And like you say, life's busy, but life's always going to be busy. Yeah. There's never going to be a time life's not busy. If anything, it'll get busier because one day I'll have babies. But I think because I'm obedient. But because I'm obedient, well, we're obedient, and we have been separately and now together to what the word says.
Yeah.
I think it makes the choice of doing it, because it is a choice, that much easier, especially on those tough days.
Yeah, that's because one of the things I was thinking about was that verse that comes off all the time, Proverbs 11:24, the word of the generous gets bigger and bigger, the word of the stingy gets smaller. And I think you two are a great example of that in terms of your serving. So we had a little incident in our house, bank holiday Friday or Monday, where somebody, I have four children, and one of them flooded the shower, which is a wet room. It didn't just flood the shower though, it also went under the carpet. And then my little girl Liliana came running into me. I was in the lounge and said, "Mummy, the lights are leaking." And I went, "What do you mean the light? Oh, the kitchen's flooded." I went, "What do you mean the kitchen's flooded?" And I went into the kitchen and the floor was soaking wet and there was water dripping through the roof. And I went, "Oh no, what do we do? What do we do?" And Timmy said, "Oh no!" I said to Timmy, who happened to be awake at ridiculous o'clock on a bank holiday, I said, "Do you think I'd be able to message Jack to see what we should do?" And he went, "Yeah, hang on, he's not up yet." So I went, "Okay, should we wait until 8:30?" bank holiday. And at 8:30 we messaged, and you messaged back, and you were talking to Timmy, you were talking to me, and kind of going, I'm really sorry, I can't help. And the reason you couldn't help was because you were digging a 4-foot ditch or something for somebody else. And I think sometimes, like, serving in church is one thing, but the world, you know, that says the world of the generous gets bigger and bigger. And your guys, you, it's not just what you do in church, it's like what you do beyond that. Can you tell me, like, a few examples of where you've seen how your world has increased because, and maybe you wouldn't say it's because of your generosity, but like through serving, through helping out other people, through doing something, it might be a simple story of, you know, actually I could do this and it made this difference. But can you think of a time when, like, you've seen your world increase? You've like maybe got new friends or new contacts, or, you know, about your business or whatever else.
Before I do what I do now, I used to work at McDonald's as a maintenance man. So I used to fix all their stuff. But that meant I was doing, some days I was doing ridiculous hours, like I'd be doing like 12 hours, this, that and the other, overnights, going home, getting up. But for me, I could have easily been like, oh, I can't be bothered. You guys have to sort yourself out if anyone needed any help, or coming to church Sunday. If sometimes I was doing till about 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. Wow. I'd get up and go to church.
And so it was okay me messaging you at 8:30 on a bank holiday?
I was awake. As well,
if
as
anybody
that,
wants Jack's number, Timmy's got it.
As well as that, as in uni as well, and I had a job at church, so my day was pretty much full, and I slept when I could sleep, and that was only a few hours if it was at all. And I think because I was able to, I still gave out my time as much as I could. After that 4-year period at McDonald's, I mean, I'm now in a different job where it's even more free. So I could say to, I actually work with Jono. So if I said to Jono, I said, look, I can't work Monday, I need to do this, can I swap it around? I've got a bit more freedom, I think, because I was able to give my time when I had no time.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like the scales have balanced a bit.
Yeah. And that's a real blessing, isn't it? Where you see, actually, I've been sacrificial. I've given everything I possibly can, and then just a blessing, really, of having that freedom and a new season. That's brilliant. Thanks, Jet.
I always think it's cool that God sees the things that no one else sees.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we think people just miss or walk past or ignore, maybe. But God sees all of that. And I would say my work life, our life, has been like a great story of that. So I love doing the stuff that no one else really pays attention to. That's my comfort. It's probably a bad thing, but that's my comfort zone. Being on this side of stuff isn't. So I know that I've done stuff that I've just been like very, very happy, just plodding along, doing it, serving, being faithful, doing it with a good attitude, having a spirit of joy, and not thinking anything of it as like a 14, 15, 16-year-old. But now when I look at what I'm doing and what God's blessed me with, I think this makes no sense. Like, literally no sense. My qualification, my ability, my skill, there's people that could do it. So, and I'm not putting myself down, it's just facts. People could do this so much better than me. But I honestly believe that God sees the things that I did that no one else was willing to do, and he honours that and he blesses that. So I think our lives are very, I don't know, clear in the fact that neither of us should be in the jobs we're in out of like just, and it's not coincidence, it's the fact that God blesses you. So I think what we do, our friendships, we've been blessed with amazing friendships, amazing families, and some of that is God's, is a very, very kind God, but I think he sees what we do even when no one else does, and when we're having a huff and a puff, because that can sometimes what it'd be like in church as well. You can come early, you can do what you're doing, and you're like, oh, no one even said thank you to me today. I came, I served, no one even said thank you. And it's so
you
easy.
You don't do that.
No, but sometimes
you can. Yeah, yeah.
And instead of taking the attitude of no one said thank you to me, it was like, wow, I saw so many people come into church today, and they were totally blessed. And how awesome is that? Or I was able to, well, for Jack, dig a trench, and he did it with a smile, and he got like a bacon cob out of it. So God like sees the little things, and he blesses you in different ways. So I think it's just being aware that the stuff that you do might not be recognized by everyone, but the person that might, well, the one that matters the most is God, and he sees everything. And he does reward you for that. And your world does get larger and larger.
So we have a serve card. I don't know if you've seen them. So Chad earlier had the connect card. We have a prayer card and a praise card. But we have a serve card as well that's got kind of different areas that you could serve in the church. Because like what we're talking about tonight is about it not just being you two or like a few people here. This is what we all do. You know, we most of us will serve in other places, but that doesn't mean we don't serve in church as well, because planted in the house of God, you know, we believe in. You both have talked about, so we started off with, what did you want to be? There isn't a dance section on there yet, you know. Maybe there's space under the worship section for Eleanor's dance club. But Jack, you started off saying actually you wanted to be a musician or a builder. Yeah. And that is definitely a way that you serve and you kind of use those gifts for God. Do you think, and you both talked as well about, like, I think you said, Eleanor, like, you're in positions that you shouldn't be. Like, you don't have the qualifications, or you don't have, you do for some of the stuff, but... but like for your lives, and as you look at yourselves, so you can see how God's blessed you. Do you think that you can see God's hand in all of that? And what would you then say to the rest of us? Like, obviously, so we talk about giving and giving your tithe and all of that. It's not about, oh, I'm giving to God so I get back. Like, oh, I don't want to join a team because it kind of ticks a box to get me into heaven. Like, I don't think any of us believe that. What would you say is kind of the goodness of God in serving, and how you would encourage other people to kind of think about, you know, what can all of us do? What can we do?
I think God's given us all gifts and talents. We're all made how we've been made. Like perfectly in his image and in his design. So the fact that I can do some things and, like I said, can't sing, but there's people in this room that can sing, why would you not use a gift that God's given you? Yeah. Or really practically, finance. It's an area of church that people get really embarrassed about or don't like to talk about for whatever reason. People have different reasons around that, but we have practical ways of even people serving in church on counting the offerings, and there's the whole side of like just like looking after our buildings. There's the creative side. There's literally something for everyone, because the church has been beautifully put together so that we can all use our gifts and talents that God's given us. And it's so easy to put yourself down in the I've got nothing to give, I've got nothing to share, they've got it all under control. So they don't need me, why would I bother? That's like the worst thing you could possibly say, because there's always room for your gift and your talent, and there's always something that we could be doing if you were serving with us. And we've both experienced this. We get so much joy from serving. We love that we get to use our gifts and talents, because we were talking about this, weren't we, for you, that what musician gets to pitch up and play twice a week on a Sunday? Like, just a general musician that isn't like a professional musician, as in like getting paid to do it or whatever. But Jack gets to turn up, well, and he gets to go to practice on a Tuesday, and he gets to play his piano for people. And he's doing it for God, but three times a week, how awesome is that? Yeah. And like for me, I get to use my creative brain space, and lots of people are like in office jobs. And I get to do that through church.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most amazing place to use your gifts and talents that God's given you. So why would you actually not just, like, withhold that from the church in your gifts and talents for whatever reason? You think you haven't got enough time, or I don't want to say laziness, but sometimes laziness. So I did say it. Sorry. But you're actually, like, withholding yourself from it, the gifts and talents that God's given you that you could be using, you're actually making a choice not to.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think if everyone in here has been given gifts and talents, and you've got to make the decision to use those gifts and talents within church, because, and if you decide to keep them down or whatever, or suppress and not use them, then someone else with those exact same talents will come along and take the glory from you, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I know we're running out of time. Just really quickly, because we've talked about serving in church, and you particularly, Jack, talked about, you know, when you're working at McDonald's and like working for Jono. And do you think that's really important part of our serving as well? Like in the church, but also that then flowing out into our everyday lives as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to serve everyone you can. It's not just a church thing to show God. I think for example, when we were buying a house and stuff, we went to the cinema with one of our friends, and they just bought a house. We were trying to buy a house, trying to save as much money for it. Anyway, we ended up buying them their tickets like this, and it was like, oh, you wouldn't do this if you had a house. So we're trying to buy a house, but we're still trying, showing, like serving them that way,
yeah,
in the sense of, look, we'll cover this, let's just have a good time, watch Transformers.
Was it good?
It was great. It was worth it.
Let's give it up for Jack and Eleanor. Thank you this so much.